Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dog Up Radio on the Ship to Shore Network. Dog Up Radio on Ship to Shore Network.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Dog Up Radio. It is...
If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 347-215-9420. That's 347. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 347-215-9420. That's 347-215-9420. Dug Up Radio. Dug Up Radio.
Dug Up Radio. I'm Doug Walker, your host here on this Monday night, broadcasting live from Wilmington, North Carolina.
If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 347-215-9420. That's 347-215-9420. Dug Up Radio. Dug Up Radio.
Here's Freddie Harrison. Harris 3 killing it here on Dug Up Radio.
Ship to Shore Radio. It's Ship to Shore Radio. And you're listening to Dug Up. Dug Up. Digging it up. Dug Up. On Ship to Shore Radio.
By my keyboard player and close friend, Mr. Gary Mayone.
Dug Up Radio on the Ship to Shore Network. Dug Up Radio on Ship to Shore Network.
Looking back on Dug Up Radio. Radio. I'm Doug Walker, your host here, Monday night. 19 minutes after the hour. Foster Thomas on Doug Up Radio. I'd like to give a shout out and a thanks to Jeff and Karen Lovelace for inviting me out on their boat yesterday. Nice Sunday afternoon, all day on the water. That was a beautiful, beautiful day. Thanks so much, Jeff and Karen. You're listening to Doug Up Radio on Ship to Shore Network. Doug Up Radio, Doug Up Radio. I'm broadcasting live from downtown Wilmington, North Carolina, and the weather's starting to get cool a little bit. So that means I'm probably going to be heading south. Not probably, it means I am going to be heading south pretty soon back to Miami, looks like, in a couple of weeks. I've enjoyed my summer here in Wilmington. It's been a great summer. Got a chance to do a little bit of acting, a little bit of background, extra work in some movies and some TV shows. It's been a great summer here in the Port City. Hollywood East, Wilmington, North Carolina. What's going on right now, this very second, maybe I should just try to play it off and not even mention it, but my board has just frozen up here in the studio. So, guess what that means? It means that I'm going to talk to you until the thing comes back. Anybody has any questions? Would like to hang out, feel free to give us a call. Right there, the number is on your screen. This is Doug Walker at the Ship to Shore Radio. Ship to Shore Radio. Computers are a great thing. Sometimes, right? Great thing until they freeze up. And then what do you do? Speaking of what would you do if your computer froze up, there's a great TV series that just started tonight, or started last week actually on NBC, called Revolution. And it stars Giancarlo Esposito. He was Gus on Breaking Bad, and he stars in this new TV series called Revolution. And a lot of the same cast and crew from Lost is producing this the same show. Make sure you check it out on Monday night at 10 o'clock on NBC. I am going to talk to you here for a few more minutes, and guess what? If the system doesn't come back up, I guess it's going to be adios, muchachos, I guess. If we can't get it going again, I guess I could sing to you. But I think I'm going to bail, folks. Sorry about the short show tonight. You're still hanging on. This is live radio. It's old school, man. Live radio. Doug Up Radio. And you're listening to Doug Walker, your host here. I'll be back in Florida in a couple of weeks. The Los Olas Art Festival in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Los Olas is a beautiful street in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 347-215-9420. That's 347-215-9420. Doug Up Radio.
I'd like to say happy birthday to the Pan Man, Michael Kernahan. It was his birthday just a few days ago. He's a master Pan Man and a ranger. And here's a little clip from an interview I just did with him recently.
Michael, I meet people probably every single week when I'm playing a show somewhere, where when I'm playing Steel Pan, I see somebody come up to me and they say, "Where did you learn to play Pan?" And right away I know they're from Trinidad just by the look on their face. And I always smile and I say I was talked by someone from Trinidad. And God bless Trinidad and the early Pan men who made this thing possible. And they're always confused, like, how can an American be playing a steel pan? And I say, well, the steel pan is everywhere. It's in Japan, it's in China, it's Switzerland, Germany. It's everywhere. You know, I really first started learning in North Carolina, and I'm proud of that, but it's so confusing to them, I often don't even like to have that conversation. Do you meet people from Trinidad who may have never even touched a pan when they were in Trinidad or even cared about the instrument, but suddenly they come to America and they want to tell me all the history and they're so excited about pan? What do you have to say about that?
No, every Trinidadian in media, you know, I remember what happened to us in like in Trinidad, you know. They were not into what you were doing at all. There was just a certain sect of people who like will really gravitate for pan. The rest of them look at you as a criminal or some kind of outcast. You know. Now they come to America. Those same people. They came here, come to the States, and once I remember traveling and playing, and they will come out. I mean, they live in an area nobody know about them, but the main idea that steel band is playing, they come around and they want everybody to know I'm from Trinidad and this is my tower thing. This is not yours, as far as I'm concerned, you know, because I say pan is from Trinidad, but it belongs to a small group of people who really put their blood, sweat, and tears into making it, bringing it to this point, you know. Because look what's happening. We still do not have a factory making a special steel for this thing, you know. Whereas right here in the United States, there are places that they are doing it, you know. And these guys tell you, I still using the poison drum and whatever, you know, they're using whatever they can get. And that is ridiculous.
So you think Trinidad should have a factory making just a barrel to this guy?
Exactly. You know, the government went and they you ever heard about the, what is that, the G pan? Some new pan they made, right? Yeah. I think it's a bigger size pan and all that. Everything is bigger, you know. But the main idea is, I think they ordered a drum for some place here in the United States. They ordered the metal or the drum or whatever. But the whole thing about it, they want to introduce this big pan. Say it's the thing of the future, you know, not these pans. But yet still, are you making that pan available for all the guys who tuning? No. You know, just they have it and the same as they're doing research and all this
almost
stuff.
Almost like a prototype, car.
Yeah, thank you, Michael Kernahan, for joining us here on Dug Up Radio. I'm Doug Walker, your host, and happy birthday to Michael Kernahan from everyone here at Dug Up Radio. Here's a tune of mine called Ja Moon. Enjoy. Thank you. Enough Radio. I'm Doug Walker, your host. Here on Dug Up Radio. Here is a tune. The that I recorded with the legendary Beverly Griffith, Mr. Beverly Griffith, and I recorded a children's CD last year, and this is a track that I produced called The Candy Man Can. We all know the song. This is Beverly Griffith on Dug Up Radio.
Here comes the Dandy Man. Here comes the Candy Man. Who can take the sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candy Man.
Radio with his version of The Candyman Can, and that can be found on the Caribbean Kids Collection. By yours truly, Doug Walker, on Dug Up Radio.
Tonight on Dug Up Radio, we're speaking with the Sacred Steel Drum Band. On the line, I have with us tonight Cedric. He is the bass player in the Sacred Heart Steel Drum Band. Hey, Cedric, you here?
Yeah, man, I'm here. How you doing tonight, Doug?
I'm doing fine, Cedric. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, brother, man.
How long have you been playing bass with the Sacred Steel Drum Band?
Man, I've been playing bass with that band for nearabouts going on 15 years.
Wow, that's a long time. I didn't realize that the Sacred Steel Drum Band had been together for that long.
You know, man, we've been off and on for about 15 years, but... You know, we ain't been playing steady all that time. You know, we get together now and again, and we do a recording. We play for a church social. You know, we get down that way. But, you know, we ain't been playing steady for all those years.
Yeah, I guess unless you're fortunate enough to be in the Rolling Stones or Aerosmith, not too many musicians get to play all those years together.
Yeah, man, you know it. You know what? That's funny right there.
Cedric, do you mind taking some phone calls? It looks like some people may have some questions for you.
Sure, Doug, man. Let's open up them telephone lines. I like talking to people. People are nice, you know. I get to play so many notes on my bass, I don't get to talk to people so much. So see what your people got to say about things up in here tonight.
All right, it looks like we have Stevie from Michigan, from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Stevie, are you on the line?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Stevie, we hear you just fine. How are things up there in Ann Arbor, Michigan?
Things are very good in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I like Ann Arbor.
Good, Stevie, thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Cedric, the bass player?
Yeah, Sedgwick owes me $50. You owe me $50, Sedgwick. I want my money.
Yeah, I wasn't more talking about $50. I don't owe nobody no money. I pay all my bills.
You owe me money. I played a gig with you. I played drums. And you wouldn't pay me for that gig.
Hey, Stevie, easy, brother, easy.
I don't know
the
boy the money.
Show, okay? Let's keep it light. Keep it light. I'm sure Cedric owes you any money. He will pay you.
Don't
right.
Tell me I owe him the money. I don't owe that boy no money.
All right. Let's get back. Thank you, Stevie, for calling. I hope you sort out your problems there. And let's get back to the music of the Sacred Heart Steel Drum Band here on Dug Up Radio.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing, baby.
You're listening to Dug Up Radio on the Ship to Shore Network. Dug Up Radio on Ship to Shore Network.
Radio at Ship to Shore. Ship to Shore now. tune of mine called Shotgun G. You can get that on iTunes or Amazon on my Jazz Pan CD. Himself, Muggsy Sharp here on Dug Up Radio.
talking tonight with Pastor Willie. He is the leader of the Praise Jesus Sacred Steel Drum Band. Pastor Willie, do you want to take some phone calls?
Oh, yes. Yes,
do you want to hear what some of our listeners have to say?
I like talking to you.
Like answering some questions about your latest CD called Drumming for Salvation.
Drumming for Salvation. Let's bring on
Yeah, let's take the phone call.
Hit me up.
All right, I think we have Sammy on the line. Sammy is calling from Seattle, Washington. Good evening, Sammy. You are on the line on Dug Up Radio with Pastor Willie of the Sacred Steel Drum Band.
Hello, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you. Yes,
sir. I want to know, Pastor Willie.
Yes, sir.
I like to listen to the steel drums. It makes me feel very, very good. And I listen to your inspirational music. It is very moving to me. And I just want to say thank you.
Yes.
And I want to buy the CD to play in my church.
Oh, yes.
And to play in my car. And when I go on vacation, I cannot wait for this vacation I will be taking you with me. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Pastor Willis.
Yes, Sammy. Yes, Sammy, you are welcome. And you will not just be taking me on your vacation. Because when you listen to the CD, it feels like Jesus is right in the car with you when you're on your vacation.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling in, Sammy. If anybody else has any questions for Pastor Willie of the Sacred Steel Drum Band,
call me.
Here at Dug Up Radio. You want to talk to some more listeners?
Let's dig it up. Hit me.
Yeah, I think it looks like we have a caller from New York City, and the name is Ian Lipstein. Ian, do you have a question for Pastor Willie of the Sacred Steel Drum Band?
Right, Dougie, it's Ian Lipstein, actually. Lipstein. And I'm calling from New York City, but I'm calling on behalf of my agency in the UK, in the United Kingdom.
Yes.
And what I would like to do is I'm very, very interested in bringing Pastor Willie and his beautiful steel drum band over to the United Kingdom for a tour.
Oh,
is this anything at all that you think you would be interested in?
England, yes.
Pastor Willie?
Oh, yes. I want to go to London. I want to go to France. I want to go to Scotland. I want to travel. I want to see the world. I want to spread the word of the steel drum over to the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much, Pastor Willie. We're so looking forward to you visiting the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much.
I will give you my information off of the air, and we will exchange our schedules and make sure our schedules line up. Thank you very, very much.
Going to England.
Oh, you sound excited. Congratulations. Congratulations, Willie. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And all of the members of the Sacred Steel Drum Band.
Yes.
And good things happen to good people.
Good
it's nice
things.
When that happens, especially here on Dug Up Radio.
Dig it up on dugup.com.
Here's some more of the Sacred Steel Drum Band. Thank you all for hanging out tonight. Good night, everybody. Good night.